This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, there's just no way to get away from the coronavirus, or COVID-19, or the China virus, as the president likes to call it, as it causes death throughout the nation and here in our state of Oregon. Mind you, I think even one death is traumatic, but with all this bad news, well, I thought I'd look at the lighter side of the situation. Now, before you gasp, please remember the situation is serious, and I by no means mean to imply otherwise. I just think you can only absorb so much bad news. I'm sure you're like me. Many people are sending you funny lines about the home quarantine situation. Matter of fact, here's a few that I saw. I feel like I'm 16 again. Gas is cheap, and I'm grounded. Or how about this one? Stepped on my scale this morning and it said, please use social distancing, one person at a time. I'm so bored, I went outside and knocked on my own door, then came back inside and said, who is it? Here's another one for you. If you keep a drink in both hands, it's way harder to touch your face. How about this? Anyone else's car getting 3 weeks to the gallon right now? I'm glad to see that many are at least maintaining some sense of humor during this COVID-19 epidemic. After all, you can only sit around your home so long before things start to get really weird. Some of the recent statements? I've eaten 14 meals and taken 6 naps, and it's still today. Are you kidding me? Or, the police want you to know that running from them is not social distancing. How about this? And just like that, having a mask, rubber gloves, duct tape, plastic sheeting, and rope in your trunk is perfectly okay. Or, the drop in gas prices during the lockdown is like a bald man winning a hairbrush. Plus, anyone can get a bit stir-crazy, and it appears a few families are doing just that. Here's some interesting notes. I have the most loving wife. Last night I woke up and she was holding a pillow tightly over my face to protect me from COVID-19. Or, homeschooling update. My child just said she hopes she doesn't have the same teacher next year. Or, I returned from the grocery store with hubby. We took our masks off and it turned out it was the wrong hubby. A good lesson that you should pay attention. And this one. Just saw a burglar kicking his own door in. When I asked him what he was doing, he replied, well, I'm working from home. Or this, day 7 at home and the dog is looking at me saying, see, this is why I chew the furniture. Oh, I'm sure some out there won't find this funny and the COVID-19 virus isn't, but we do have to keep everything in perspective and sometimes a little humor helps. Just remember, we're in the home stretch of the stay home, stay safe order and life will return to normal before too long. We're all in this together. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.